great God of Abraham, Isaac, and the great God of Jacob. The great God of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you the only true God. We come now in the name of Jesus with no power of ourselves, but we totally dependent upon you. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul leave with a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and depending on the power of your might, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. Amen. To all our preachers and deacons and to all of God's children, it's good to know the Lord. Yes. Good to know the Lord. Let's pray for all our sick, but I just listened to that Sister Bowie, and her husband been in the hospital a pretty good while, and yet still God give her strength to sing. Give her strength to sing. And yes, dear, her husband don't even know you visiting. But God is able. God is able. Sometimes you just don't know what you're going to have to go through before you leave. That's why you do all you can while you can and don't play church. You don't know what you have to go through with. Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Thank you, choir. May God bless you. May God keep you. Still in our series. And guess what? Don't know when I'll be off it. God didn't give me no time set. He just said, preach what I said, preach. Thank God for Jesus. Turn your Bible, if you will. We're still in the series, The God That Need Nothing, number 95. Well, look at 2 Timothy again. 3. 2 Timothy 3, starting at the 5th verse, and we're going to go to 12 and 13. In these times, if there ever was a time to preach about us, it's now. I promise you. Because it's on us. Now, it's about us. I promise you, it's about us now. Not Paul them, and not Daniel and Lion Den. It's us now. As plain as day. 2 Timothy 3:5. Having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. What happening today, we have a form, a lot of us, of godliness. A form. but denying the power thereof. And he's talking to us from such turn away. They denied the power of the Holy Spirit. They denied the cross of Christ. They don't realize that the power of God, what got Jesus up out the grave, we got that same power. But they denied it in these last days. And then, look at 12 and 13. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Don't take that lightly. If you love Jesus and live for him, you're going to suffer some persecution. Stop drawing up and stand up. Stop getting chicken and stand up. Stop trying to duck the suffering of standing up for righteousness. That 13 verse said, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. False folks, false preachers, false deacons, false folks in church. It's going to get worse. Not better, but what? Worse. And we hear in these last days, folks with deceiving spirits and always trying to deny the power there are. Look at 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 4. But watch what he told us, preachers. I've got to stay on this. It's happening today. Paul said, I charge thee, Timothy, talking to us. Therefore, before God, I'm not doing it on my own, Paul said, but before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, put God on us and Jesus, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearance and his kingdom. But the second verse, talking to us preachers, preach the word. Be instant in season. Be ready in season and out of season. Don't be afraid to tell folks the truth in season, whether they accept it or whether they eject it. You just keep preaching Jesus. Jesus in every season, whether they take it or turn it down. Because it ain't going to get no better. He said, I charge you, God Almighty, to preach the word. Be ready all time, in and out season. Reproof, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time, everybody said, but the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. That's happening right now. But after their own lust, shall they heed to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ear from what? And shall be turned into what? Their own ideals. What they want to fix it to be, and not what God done said. This the kind of time we are living in now. We can take it lightly. And that's what we're having now. Is we take the church taking it too lightly. In the last and evil days. And my brother and sister, we act like we surprised of what happening in this sinful world. I said we act like we so surprised when God have already told us. And I find out this, that God doesn't play with nobody. You know, play pretty. He what he said, he means just what he said. Bless his holy name. And then the Lord wants us to know that I mean what I mean. And I'm dealing with the last days. And you know that what I'm dealing with. God got me on the last day. He got me the right now days. The 21st century days. And I told y'all back here a while ago about the church of Laodicea. Did you not know we there now? Notice, this is one of the most strangest election that I can remember in getting a president. We represent Laodicea Church. Read it. Go home and read it. We represent that church. The 21st century represent this church, Laodicea. They claim they need for nothing. What have happened, Laodicea? We rich. We don't need what you got, God. We rich. We got money. We got gold. We got things. We don't need you. Oh, how much. We don't need. They went far enough to say nothing. And I told y'all to watch something close. I told y'all a few months ago, I said, if the Laodicea church was rich, but watch American economy. I said, if the economy pick up, you better look up. Because they said it was rich and need for nothing. After a while, things don't bloom. Watch. Watch. Strange election. Strange. I've been a pretty good while. I never saw one like this one before. Economy, watch, don't grow after a while. Look at the stock market already, them stars. Because Laodicea said we was what? Rich. And Jesus, we don't need for nothing. And when you watch America, America getting rid of God. They don't want God no more. Read your Bible and see what's happening. Read the last days and see what's happening. We taking it what? It's coming. Notice our new president. He ain't got number millions and billionaires right by his side. He's not worried about us. In a sense, he talks like he ain't thinking about us. But what happened, God just letting you see, we are in what? The last days. And we taking it lightly. God of mine. Lightly. And I don't find out something. That the God that we serve, he nothing to play with. He nothing to play with. And my brothers and sisters, always remember God's word is so important. Until if you miss it and plan on going to heaven, you'll never get there. God Almighty. I said, you'll never get there because it's so important. And he told preachers, hard on preachers. I'm not hard on them, but God, he put that gospel in our hand. He put the gospel in your hand. He told you to preach it. Whether who want to hear it or not, you just what? Preach it. Don't be afraid of what folks may say or what they may do. You just do what? Preach it. When you preach it, God looked out for you. When you preach it, God guards you. When you preach it, God protect you. When you preach it, you're going to say that what it says, and can't nobody stop for what it says. Be ready to proclaim the word of God. Whether they want to hear it, whether they not, you just do what I said. Reproof. The preacher have to deal with the sin, also with the love of God. God Almighty. We are to connect ourselves with God. And then tell folks what God done said. Whether they accept it or not, we got to encourage them who want to do right. They're looking at so much wrong, but when we tell the truth and see us walking upright, God always going to give them courage to keep on walking upright. But when we stop and afraid to tell the truth, the one who want to live the truth gets scared.
All right. All right.
We get chicken. God Almighty, we got the Lord on our side. I mean, I'm kind of hard on preaching, but we got to tell the truth. We're here right now in these days. God Almighty, for there is going to be a time to come when people will not want to listen to the true word of God. And I promise you, we're there right now. Watch this now. They will go around looking for teachers who will tell them just what they want to hear. They go around from church to church. If the preacher say anything about their sin, they'll go find another church. You can't run from God. Always remember that God got somebody going to tell you the truth if you're hanging in one of his churches. And God will fix it when you go to that church. The same preacher going to tell you the same thing. Then you're going to leave and go to another church. They don't want you to hear nothing about what they are doing wrong. Lord Almighty. In the last and evil day, God is in control of everything. Because we have already told us, he have already told us, these things will happen. These things will come. Before he come back, he don't told us the things that will happen when he come back. These things are here right now. They're here. Right now. When you read your Bible, but they won't do sound, don't worry, I got to read. They are here right now. Well, what else we got to hear? We ignoring it. Oh, boy. We ignoring it. And my brother and sister, if it ever was a time that the truth word of God is unpalpable, it's right now. Lord of mine, in our time, unpopular, we don't want to hear no truth now. Lord have mercy. We are to say things to make people feel good. Regardless of what it may be, just don't disturb my lifestyle. Say amen. Don't say amen. Those who've been born again, say amen. Just don't bring up minds. Don't disturb my lifestyle. Let me sleep at night. Don't bother me. Let me drive my car comfortable. Don't bother me. Let me cook comfortable. Whatever. Let me be able to just. Don't you bother me. Just don't bother my sin. Don't disturb my lifestyle. And we got so many preachers afraid to do it. Trying to make friends with devils. You just tell folks the truth. Timothy, don't you be afraid. Just tell them what I said. I take care of you. I watch over you. I rock folks to sleep. I watch over them all night. I'm the one got to wake up folks. Lord Almighty. I done found it out. I've been long enough, been in churches long enough that folks don't want to be disturbed. They want part truth but not the full truth. They want something to sound good to them. But no, we just tell the truth. They ain't picking at nobody. See, but when you come, God got a message for you. Because from your face, God, you ain't got no excuse. God Almighty. So in these last days, you can see what's happening now in this world. Because folks don't want the true word of God. That's his holy name. And guess what, y'all? We talk about preaching, ain't it? Paul told Timothy, I don't care what they say. I don't care how they look. I don't care what they got. You preach the word. You just preach the word because in the last day, they don't want no truth. Because they changed everything. First of all, we must deal with the preacher. Because he's the one got the preacher. We got to deal with the preacher because God holding him responsible to tell the folk the whole truth of God's word. Did you not know God holding responsible for you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Huh? Yeah. Trying to make friends with a devil? You just tell the truth. Don't be afraid to tell folks the truth, preacher. Amen. You don't want to face God, do you?
Amen.
God Almighty. Amen. Timothy, you tell folk what I said. They said they're living out the Bible. Well, preach it. They said they've been born again. Preach it. Born again or unborn again. You what? Preach it. This is my word. Preach it. I call you to be a preacher. Oh, boy. Not to play with folks' souls. Cause there's nothing to play with. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, when we read the Bible about the last days, something about to happen. I said something about to happen. And because we are ignorant and ignoring it, that does not matter. It is God who said these things will be, and it will be truth. Because it is what? The truth. God Almighty. We want to ignore it. That's what Americans doing. We ignoring the Bible now. Most of us know it, but we ignoring it. Think that's going to do something. It ain't going to do nothing but put be more hard on us. In these last, in the evil day. So, what happened? God done bought a lot of preachers. I'm a hard on health preacher now. I know what's happening. He done bought a lot of us. Run with you.
Thank you.
Give you good money.
Yes, sir.
Have parties for you. And when you come to preach, you got to preach a little cute message. 9 times out of 10, he never been called by God. You got to be called by God. You can't let men buy you for nothing. Timothy, you tell the truth. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Always remember this, preacher. Lord have mercy. When one friend leaves you, God got 6 more to take your place. Always remember that. Don't never be afraid to tell folks the truth. Something to happen, because we're reading about the last days, and we can see they are here. Just watch. Take your time, Walker. Just watch. Just keep on living a little while, and you'll see what I'm trying to tell you. I done told you American thinking.
Yeah.
You don't see it. God
Almighty.
It's plain as day if the spirit mind it. It's happening. He done told you something to happen because he said it. And he told you what don't happen. Bless his holy name. This kind of gospel is not popular, but it's a soul-saving gospel. I'm not running for pastor. I know who owns everything. You got to love Jesus. Know who he is. He take care of you. He watch over you. Bless his holy name. And my brother and sister, it is the devil who have people in America to think that we can live and have success in this life without Jesus. Hold on. It just won't work. Living without Jesus is just like trying to walk on some water. God have already fixed it that nobody or nothing can live without him. Nothing, nothing, and nothing. A gnat can't live without him. A cat can't live without him. A cow can't live without him. Can't nothing. Everybody say nothing.
Yes,
I mean nothing.
Yes,
can live without Jesus. Here, God who gave us everything.
Yes,
and we know God got everything.
Yes,
he done put everything in Jesus' hand, and he told us to tell folk the truth. He got whoever don't like you in his hand. They can't touch it except he allow it.
Right.
But he told us he gonna hold us responsible if we don't tell them what? The truth. Hold on, man. Got to tell folks the truth in these last. And that me, I'm hard on preaching because so many haven't been called a turkey, been called a preacher. Then a chicken been called a preacher. Everybody wants to start preaching. It's a calling, it's a calling, it's a calling. And you ain't sleep when you call. You call, you know it. The devil gives you a feeling. Ain't no feeling. That's how I look. Or it's a calling. And you can't help it. Hold on, mercy. When you see what's happening in the world and folks just ignore church, the church. The church got the problem. The world don't have no problem. The church got the problem. The world doing exactly what they told to do, but we the one ain't got doing what God told us to do. And we got to preach on this. Got to preach on it. We got to see ourselves. You'll never get no better until you see yourself. Those who've been saved. Lord of mine. Lord, I don't find out, boy. He's nothing to play with. Hold on, my friend. Many people seem to be doing fine.
But on down the road, you will need Jesus as time coming to an end, as time coming to a close. Brother preacher, brother pastor, are you preaching in these last days what God said? What are you preaching? At the National Baptist Convention, I think of a clerk. Clark asked the preacher, what are you preaching?
All right now. Yes, sir.
The late Clark. What are you preaching? Are you preaching to please peoples? Or are you preaching to please God? Who gonna last the longest?
Come on, man.
Who are you trying to please? What you preaching, preachers? God Almighty. God is a strange God. I said he is a strange God. Look at Isaiah for me. I like to say Paul. Look at Isaiah for me. Rewind. Isaiah 55:8-9. He's strange. He does strange things that'll knock us off our feet sometimes. God Almighty, God is so far above the comprehension of man, it's like night and day. His ways are not our ways, his thoughts are not our thoughts. He's a strange God. Read, Paul. I miss it all. Don't read, boy.
For my thoughts
are not your thoughts,
neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
Watch this. Look at this thing deep. Get rid of yourself and just look at it. Let God looking at it. Now, how can you do what God? His thoughts are not my thoughts. Ways are different. Now, if God got the right way and the holy way, that's the way he wants us to walk. The devil think about all kind of mess. Evil mess, crooked mess, lying mess. But God things thoughts are holy and righteous. Who are you following? Look at your neighbor and say, who are you following? Who are you walking with, or who walking with you? Oh, boy. This is what the word of God is for. We walk by his word. That means he got the written word, not what folks think or not what they're doing. Oh. We got to walk and talk the talk to please God. But when you watch around, y'all looking, y'all watching, but we're not paying attention, church. Don't got blind, in a sense.
Yes.
We don't got so blind that the devil got us watching everything but the right thing.
Yeah.
We got to pick out the right stuff because we got the right stuff written in the Bible.
Thank you.
I don't find out this, buddy. I done found out if you want to make folk hot in these last days, mess with my lifestyle. And the preachers is afraid to say it. They know it. They'll skip all around the right stuff. But the stuff that turning this world upside down, they don't even bring it up. Why we can go to the White House and change some things that God calls sin. And preachers scared to say something about it. How the folks don't know if we don't tell them what right and wrong? Everybody said chicken. So there got to be some chicken preachers who are afraid to tell folk the truth. God Almighty. Here God can walk on water. Tell me somebody else who can walk on water and won't sink. Here God spoke and water came to existence. Who else can do that? This His world. He got it fixed and got it printed. What I want you to do, how I want you to live. If you go contrary, you sinning. Now we want to obey what the world saying and not what God done said. God Almighty. Sometimes that's happened. When you bring up certain sins, sometimes folks go. It's still going to be sin, don't care where you go. And you still got to answer to God, regardless of where you go. You still got to answer to God. Oh, boy. Bless His holy name. Did you get through reading? Thank you, brother. May God bless you. You see, He's a strange God. I mean, God does some strange things. Watch God. Sometimes you get to read, but watch God. You get to study the Word of God. Watch God. Watch God. Notice again, Jesus chose 12 men to follow Him to become preachers and pastors. And one of them was a devil. That's strange. That's strange. So may that strange. The one who got all power in His hand can do anything but fail. He made the whole world and called 12 men to go preach my word, and then He put a devil in the 12. That's strange. Put Judas right in the midst. He loved this what? Present world. And this is why so many preachers scared to preach, because they love this present world. And He ain't gonna tell you the truth. He gonna tell you things to make you feel good. Oh boy. This God, y'all know this God. This God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, He doesn't play with nobody.
Right,
And these last days, we think God gone crazy. God got this thing going just like He said He gonna go. Strange God chose 12 men and then picked the devil. Right now, look at John 6:63-71. Watch it. Notice God.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profiteth nothing.
God Almighty.
The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
They are what? Spirit. The Word of God is what? Spirit. And not only spirit, it is what? Life. If God's Word is spirit, He is spirit, His Word is spirit, well, the other stuff got to be false. If it's not my Word, it got to be the devil's Word. Oh, boy. And when we go against God's Word, you listen to the devil and not to God. I don't care how many folks doing it. If God says sin is still sin, I don't care how they love it and talk about it, it's still what? If He called it sin, what am I supposed to call it? Well, why are folks getting mad with the preacher when he brings up what? Sin. Huh? when you hit my sin, you feel like you hurt my feeling.
All right.
I'm trying to get your soul saved, if it's not saved.
Yeah. 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 Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Oh, it's His word. It's His word.
Yes, sir.
Everything belongs to Him. You can't go to heaven around Him. He don't only want to get there. Well, where you plan on going when you die?
All right.
Oh, boy. I don't find out. I've been preaching long enough now. I know probably y'all know too, but I don't find out that folk play with the word of God too much. They think it's something funny. They think it's something that you just read, blah, blah, blah. This thing is real. You'll be surprised that every churchgoer feel like there is no hell. And read in the Bible, still don't believe there's no hell. Folk kill themselves and sometimes shoot me. I don't mind dying, but when you end up where you are, you wish you had not died. Take this Bible lightly.
Yes.
Preachers playing with it. That's why I'm got to deal with preachers. Yes. We play with the Bible. What playing with this? You don't play with this.
No.
Play with something else. Play with a rattlesnake, but don't play with this. We don't listen to the devil so much and listen to false preachers and false doctrine and what folks are doing, what folks are saying. Got the world going like it's going. You'll find out, boy, if you die without Jesus. The Bible said that rich man, he woke up in hell. Woke up in hell. Well, I wish I had a little more time, but watch this. That rich man, when he died, the Bible said he woke up in what?
Hell.
He woke up in hell. When a man dies, it's just like going to sleep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. See, just like you go to sleep. And when he dies, it's just like he go to sleep. Ain't no judging nobody yet. See, he go to sleep, and then he go there, just go to sleep. Don't know, he don't know nothing, but God let one somebody know, he pre-told us that this man woke up, and when he got up, you know, he saw that rich, he saw that poor man, and he said, "Tell, put a little water on my tongue." But when you die, you go to sleep, like you went to sleep one night. You don't know what time you went to sleep. You don't know how long you slept. But when he woke up, that means judgment time. See, everybody go to hell, going to a place somewhere else, but they sleep. They ain't got there yet now.
Right.
That's like when you die. You plan on going to hell, you just sleep. You don't know where you're going yet. You just sleep. Just sleep. It ain't judgment time yet. Just sleep. Like you went to sleep. But when judgment time over, see, we're getting to the end of time here. These are the last days. We're getting to the end of time. And then when that time comes and God get ready to judge folks, those folks that sleep, that died way back there, they got to wake up. And when they wake up, they're not going to heaven, they're going to hell. Them that don't know Jesus. Yeah. See, you go there to stay until judgment time. I'm going to judge every man according to his what? Works. And those that never gave their life to Christ, they know where they're going. But we who've been born again, we're still going to be judged. But I'm not to go to hell or go to heaven, but God's going to take things from us like awards. Awards. When you want to be seen and hear, you know, a real preacher, a real somebody who wants to be seen themselves and put God in the background, you're saved, but when you wake up, you'll miss that reward. You'll miss this reward of doing different things. We're going to be judged like that, but a man that never gave his life to Jesus, he's going to hell there to stay in the lake of fire. When he wake up, he wake up in hell. God let him saw that man that he didn't want to feed. He saw him. Comfortable over in Canaan land. Tell Abraham, Abraham, just let him put his finger in a drop of water. Just to touch my tongue, I'm hot. Ain't no water nowhere. You talking about a dry spot? America ain't got no dry spot yet. You go to hell, that's dry, 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 dry. Not only dry, you're born. Forever. And we preachers playing with folks' souls. Don't play with their soul. Tell them the truth. If they put you out on the island, call Patman. God only Patman Island. If they put you in a lounge, then God only lounge. And he only did. He can't put you nowhere where God is not. Preacher got to tell the truth. God is a strange God. Calling a devil. For a purpose. Read on right quick. I may get to it.
But there are some of you that believe not.
Yeah.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him.
He know, watch this, y'all. Wait, watch this. Y'all remember this. Remember this. You can't do nothing to surprise God. God already know what you're going to do. God made you. He already know what you're going to do. When he brought you in the world, he got your life from point one to point zero. He know what you're going to do. He know how many lies we're going to tell, how many sins we're going to do. He know how many good we're going to do. He knows everything. You don't have to remind God of nothing. He already got you down on his pattern. He already got it there. He got your record already of what you're going to do. Right now, some of us, we don't know what we're going to do tomorrow or this evening or next week. If we live, God already know what everybody's going to do already. So you can't surprise him. You can't, I'm going to slip. You can't slip to do nothing. He already know you. How can you slip to do it? He already got your record right there. Jimmy going to go blah, blah tomorrow. It's already there, but he don't even know he's going there tomorrow. But God already got the record. That's the kind of God we serve. Lord Almighty. Talking about a God. Read on, Paul. I'm a number boy.
And he said,
therefore
said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
My Father, God got the whole record of everyone who's going to be saved already printed in his book of life. He know when Jimmy going to get saved, Matt going to get saved, maybe going to get saved. He already know that. And Jesus said, you can't come to me except the Father send him to me. Y'all get my point now? See, he already know who's going to be saved. He not wonder who's going to be saved. He already know. It's already written in the book. You can't come to Jesus except the Father send him there. Or give him to you. To him, to the Father. So, Father already know everything. He not wonder what he's going to have tomorrow. I got tomorrow for you. You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. But I know. That means we ought to pray all the time. Let God will to be done. God Almighty. Not my will, but what? His will. Read on, Paul. Oh, I must read.
From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him.
Guess what happened? So many went back. Because we don't like the way he talk. Don't like the way he sound. He ain't saying the stuff I want to hear. So that same thing comes down when preachers, when they preach the gospel, and some folk come to listen at him, they say, well, I don't like what he said. But the Bible said what I'm saying. Yeah. Well, where are you going to hear what the Bible not saying? Somebody who don't know Jesus.
This is catalog
number 1648. They go somewhere where folks talk about everything but Jesus. He the Savior of the world. Oh, boy. Choir them out. Gospel make you choir. The truth without compromising. That's what it's about. Just don't disturb. I done found out since I've been a preacher pastor. Just don't bother my lifestyle. The Bible disturb everybody's lifestyle. Don't get mad with the preacher. God has to put it in the preacher's heart. not picking at nobody, but he had to put it in his heart to preach it. And in these last days, you're going to see what happened. We are in these last days, buddy. We can ignore it all we want to ignore it. We are here. Just watch. Everybody getting guns. Everybody getting pistols. Everybody shooting up everybody. You haven't seen nothing yet. Watch. Watch. I may be in heaven, but watch.
Come on, right, Pastor.
It's happening. In the church, like we don't know what's going on. Preachers got to tell you. You better listen to that one who's telling you the truth. I ain't joking with you. Probably hit your sin. Everybody have sin and come short of God's glory. Everybody. You get right. I get right. That's what that thing's supposed to go. Read on, Paul, right quick. Read on, Paul.
Then said Jesus unto the 12, will ye also go away?
Because I told the truth, you're going to leave too?
Yes, sir.
God on the... Where are you going? Where are you going? You go to the left, you're going to hit a wall. Boom. Go to the right, you're going to hit a wall. Boom. Go this way, you're going to hit a wall.
Yes, sir.
Go that way, you're going to hit a wall. Where are you going? God Almighty. Will you leave also? Can't you hear God saying that to us in these 20th century? Because if you hear the truth, you're going to leave also. You still got to stand before me.
Yes, sir.
I don't care where you go, you still got to stand before me. You'd rather hear a lie than to hear a truth. It's yourself you've got to look out for.
Yes, sir.
The devil don't care about you, but God the one care about you. That's when he got the truth right here. We don't get around.
Then Simon Peter answered him,
God Almighty,
Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life.
God Almighty, where are we going? Think now, think. Let us soak in. Where can I go to look for life eternal? Where are you going? I can't go nowhere else. You don't want to have eternal life. Eternal life means you live eternally somewhere. Two places to go, the lake of fire or the heaven with God. Where shall I go? Where shall I go? You the one got eternal life. Eternal life means keep on living and never stop existing. You got to exist. I've got to exist somewhere forever. Let me say that a minute. I got 4 more minutes. Let me just say it again. I'm talking on radio everywhere. But I ain't said nobody who lost is saving him. But watch this. Watch this. Forever. You got to go somewhere forever. Throughout eternity. Think now. Think now. Why? Throughout, Brother Cunningham, eternity. Ain't no end to it.
That's right.
Ain't no summer. Ain't no winter.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no cold. Ain't no hot. Ain't no sports. Ain't nothing.
Right.
But eternity,
yes.
Doing one thing.
Yes.
Hurting.
Yes,
hey, boy, I got to think about that one day. I said, what that mean? I said, Lord, you feel sorry for folk. Thank God he saved my dying soul. And,
yeah.
You get, and I'm a play with folk's soul and lead folk to hell. Forever?
Oh,
billions of years. Billion, forever.
Yeah.
And when you can get saved and not.
Yeah.
But the devil got folk blind.
Right.
Got folk don't want to hear the gospel.
Yeah.
You ain't going to live perfect. Nobody going to live perfect. Yeah, but once somebody do that, that's Jesus. But make sure you are what? Saved.
Yeah.
Ain't no second chance. You had false preachers say, well, you get a second chance. Oh, well, you know, don't read that Bible. Oh, that ain't true. Bye, 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 bye. This the truth. Believe it or let the devil deceive you. It's the God heaven truth. Read on.
And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God.
The living God means keep on what? Living. Never stop existing, because you're going to live somewhere. Where? Forever. Ain't it better to be with Jesus? For better! God, no more sickness, no more dying, no more hurt, no more pain. I don't know what's going to be. All I know, I'll be with the Lord. Can't no sick person walk behind Jesus. Can't no hurt person walk behind Jesus. I got a joy, unspeakable joy. I got a brand new body. All that you have when you give your life to Jesus Christ. And in the last day, we in the last day, buddy. I promise you. Read on, Paul. I want to get through that, buddy.
Jesus answered them.
Yeah.
Have not I chosen you 12?
Lord,
and one of you is a devil.
Ain't that something strange? I chose you from the foundation of the world to make you be one of my disciples, and know you're going to end up to be a devil. That's something strange. Strange. And one of you a devil. Read the last verse there for me.
He spake of Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon, for he it was that should betray him, being one of the 12.
Judas, God chose him. Wonder why God done that, Jesse. God Almighty, know the devil and put him right in the midst of the 12. To be a pastor, be a preacher. To be a leader, put him right there. I said he's a strange God. Now, I'm going to stop right here when I say this, because my time out on the radio. But watch this now. Everybody say I. Personal pronoun, I. I believe out of every 12 called and sent preachers, pastors, one of them become a what? Devil. For the love of this present world and the things in this world, like gold and silver, popularity and fame, they give it up for these things of the world. And God holding the preacher to tell the truth. God Almighty. Oh. He chose him. No, he was a devil. Why we won't be deceived? Well, how can we prove it? Well, if anybody get up here and talk everything against this and missing this, you know he what? I don't care how he kick. I don't care how he turn to flip. How he run out through the building. If he missing this, he's a what? Look him in the eye, said devil. I rebuke you. This right here would direct us. How can I tell he's the devil? He ain't preaching this. He can be lovely. When I say lovely, friends. Yes, you know, friendly, but a devil. Love this present world. Judah was a devil. He loved money. So we got a lot of them out there. What? Love money. They'll tell you anything to get your dollar. Some want to be famous. Some want to be popular. There ain't no popularity contest. It's a cross contest. He said, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Not no popularity, but a what? Cross.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Help us, Jesus.
You can't make folk love you. They ain't got no love in them. They can't love you.
Help us.
Hey, talk to my preacher. I got a lot of preachers around here. I want them preachers now to come up shit kicking.
Yes,
tell folks the truth.
Yes,
God will bless you, and can't nobody stop God from blessing you.
Yes.
Nobody can do that.
Yes,
They may not like you, but they can't stop God from what? Blessing you. Don't let God be your enemy. The devil can't help you. In the last day, this is what happened. And you need to know about it. You living in them. You need to know all you can. Parlum days are over.
Yes.
Daniel the lion dead are what?
Over.
Yeah. The boys in the fire fighting are what?
Over.
Well, we and a lot of them ain't know how to get out. Don't know how to get out.
All
right. The truth would bring you what? Out. I'm told when I said this, come a timeout. Y'all give me another hour. You know. So, watch this. I ain't telling you to be popular no kind of way. Please don't. Boy, it's rough to preach like this. Let a very few preachers preach the truth. Butt up the gospel. You don't butt up this right here. Time is winding up on us. I'm trying to keep telling y'all this. Now watch, just a few years from now, you can see what I'm talking about gonna come to pass. You see some of it now. Right now. It's happening right now. We are in these last days. Remember this now. We are Laodicea. We the last church. And I told y'all back in a few months ago, I said, if economy grows, guess what? You better look up. Because the Laodicea church said they were rich and needed for nothing. That means things were blooming. And you watch America, and we're getting rid of Jesus every time we can get rid of him. We're trying to get rid of him. And I told you that's the next name they're going after, is that name Jesus. The White House gonna cut that out. The why? The White House. We got our trust in the White House. But the church don't be controlled by the White House. The Blue House, the Yellow House. See, we come from the Bible. God the one got the thing like he wanted. Our job is to stand up for Jesus. And the church of Laodicea was worldly. And you can see the church getting just what? Word. That's the Godhead and truth. Read your Bible. No wonder I couldn't get off what I'm on. I know you've been on there a long time. I can't get off it. If you want me to get off it, tell God about it. Try to get off it. Couldn't get off it. Because it's running to the last day, and we are here right now. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Jesus come to save folks. Always remember that. He didn't come to kill. He told us there's a one here come to do that. He said, I have come that they may have life. But the devil have come that they may be damned. He come to destroy, but I come to give what? Life. He come to kill, but I come to give what? Life. That means your soul now. Ain't gonna natural dying. He talking about your soul. When Jesus talked like that, he talking about the soul, not the body, but the soul of the man. See, if a man go to hell, guess what? That's death. You there forever. Ain't getting out. See, you got that's death. And you wish you was dead. If you go to hell, that's death. The devil come for that. Jesus, but I come that he may have what? Life. And have it more abundantly. That means eternity. You'll be still with Jesus Christ. A billion years, a trillion years, a billion, billion. Just think about that. A billion years, we still be with Jesus with nothing but joy and peace. That really taking so long to come back. He trying to get folks saved. in these last days. He talked about the last day. What's going to happen about the last day? Can't you see them happening? Can't you see them happening?
Yes, sir.
It's going to happen.
Yes,
sir. Yes, sir. Oh. Economy finna grow. You finna make some money. Big money. Overtime. What? Just watch. Church is going to start growing with money.
Oh, yeah.
Laodicea said, we're rich.
Yeah.
Jesus knocking at the door. Well, he let him in because we what? Rich and worldly. Okay. May God bless you too, brother. Bible says, if a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth. And believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. He said, thou shalt be saved. Will everyone want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior? You may come now. He said, if a man confess with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, that thou shalt be saved. I never forget. Will there be one? Anybody won't come back?